Here is the Freethought Almanac for November 23rd. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, November 23rd, 1954, that American voice actor, educator, and atheist blogger Ronald Bruce Meyer was born in Baltimore, Maryland, the first of three children, to a homemaker mother who died in 2002 and a utility company executive now retired. As he likes to point out, he was born 310 years to the day after John Milton published Areopagitica, his pamphlet decrying censorship. Meyer's entire formal education was in tax-supported public schools, elementary, middle school, and high school, graduating in 1972. Meyer attended public colleges, earning an associate's degree in speech and theater from Baltimore County Community College, 1975, and both a B.A., 1977, in broadcasting and an M.A., 1989, in government, both from the University of Maryland. Indeed, he wrote about the nexus of religion and government in a blog posting from 2011. The United States is no more a Christian nation because most of its citizens are Christians than it is a white nation because most of its citizens are white. We are Americans not because we practice revealed religion and believe in Bible-based government, but because we practice democracy and believe in Republican government. He was a member of the Boy Scouts from the 1960s, earning the rank of Eagle Scout in 1973. As Meyer says, "The Scouts taught me how to camp and cook and clean. They taught me hiking, canoeing, first aid, home repairs, life-saving and personal safety. They taught me to preserve the environment and to respect nature. They taught me the meaning of citizenship." Although he has had grave doubts about religion and God since a teenager, he came out as an atheist only in 1971, during his early radio days, after reading the writings of Robert Ingersoll, Joseph McCabe, and Bertrand Russell. As he says, "In fact, I spent my every spare nickel on Freethought writings. I couldn't get enough." He was particularly influenced by the scholarship of Joseph McCabe, who lived 1875 to 1955, and agreed with his evidence-based approach to the criticism of religion, saying in another 2011 blog posting that religion is not helpful to society. "Singing Jesus Loves Me in church never lifted one American out of poverty. Posting a copy of the Ten Commandments in a school never got anybody into college. Passing laws to make abortion difficult never helped one mother feed her child. Making gay marriage illegal never stopped one divorce. Failing to teach about contraception never prevented one teenage girl from getting pregnant. Evangelizing for Jesus never repaired a rotting road or beefed up a broken bridge. And none of these things got anybody a job or a home or helped to support a family. Where are the churches?" A member of SAG-AFTRA, Meyer's radio career spanning 1975 to 1999 included easy listening, country, pop rock, classical, and public affairs announcing. For the Library of Congress Talking Books for the Blind program, Meyer recorded about 100 titles from 1981 to 1992. From 1992 to 1995, he worked for a nonprofit civil rights organization for blind people, the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Learning much from its executive director emeritus, the late Kenneth Jernigan. His teaching career, 1990 to 2006, included courses in government, but Meyer principally lectured in speech communication and public speaking at colleges from Washington, D.C. and Baltimore suburbs to the Bronx in New York. Although changing his career path to writing for a government agency after 2002, and to real estate, home construction, and health care after 2004, Meyer began regular after-hours volunteer work with FreethoughtRadio.com in early 2003, creating and recording, in collaboration with Freethought Radio founder Don Souza, the Freethought Almanac, a series of 365 days to remember in the history of Freethought. Meyer also created his alter ego, John Mill, the radio voice of Ronald Bruce Meyer. The text of Meyer's recordings can be found, revised, updated, and expanded at Meyer's blog, freethoughtalmanac.wordpress.com. Politically, Meyer considers himself a liberal progressive, saying in a 2012 blog posting, for example, "It's not okay for those of us who were born on third base to believe we hit a triple, when most of us are still waiting for an at-bat. It's not okay to think you made it to the top on your own, and then have the audacity to pull up the ladder of success behind you. That's really un-American. It's not okay to say you love America, but to hate everything American government does. It's not okay to stand for freedom and liberty for some. That's un-American. What's truly American? Freedom and liberty for all. That's a creed we can believe in because we built that." And elsewhere, about teachers' unions and public school reform, he said, It's a major PR achievement, making teachers look greedy and billionaires look altruistic. Sure, Chicago teachers make more money than the low-income parents whose children they teach. In fact, so do most of the corporate media journalists who covered the strike. But teachers are highly educated professionals with a serious responsibility. Teachers deserve respect, not derision. If they are protected from being fired for reasons unconnected with job performance, tenure, that is a good thing. If they make good money, that's another measure of respect. Teachers are not the problem. They don't teach because they make a lot of money. They teach because they make a lot of difference. Meyer continues to blog. He is an atheist and a materialist, a feminist, opposes the war on drugs, opposes the war on terror, and believes the prison industrial complex needs major reform. And, countering those who would make flag burning illegal, he advocates instead, if the flag stands for nothing else and our troops died for nothing else, it was for this, making voting in elections a legal requirement, and Election Day a state and national holiday. But he blogs mostly about religion, and has said, "If there is a vengeful God who condemns honest unbelievers while refusing to offer the slightest evidence of his existence, then he is unjust and unworthy of worship, and I would rightly despise him." Skeptical about a future life, Ronald Bruce Meyer says, "A belief in personal immortality cheapens life. Nobody will love you or remember you for what you did during your residence in heaven, only for what you did and who you affected in your brief hours on earth. If you believe, as I do, that nothing of your personality will go on after you die, then you absolutely must make a success of this, your one and only life." This has been the Freethought Almanac for November 23rd. I'm John Mill, and Ronald Bruce Meyer.